Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.
Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father, Raz, have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here's your host, tax attorney Daniel Rasby.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Raz and Daniel at Higher Ground Financial Group.
Yes. We're talking about risk, fees, and taxes, the three biggest killers in retirement, how to reduce those.
And do you know what your risk and fees and taxes are? That's something that's very important to find out.
Yes.
And do an analysis and really figure out what it is.
Go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and click the link and make an appointment with us. We'll be happy to talk to you on a Zoom call to find out how to reduce your risk, fees, and taxes.
And today, right now, we're going to talk about the volatility buffer. Some people have been asking, what is that? How does it work? And is it really worthwhile? And when should we start looking at it?
So let's back up first. How much can you safely withdraw from your retirement accounts without ever running out of money?
So it depends. If you talk to most financial advisors, they're going to say about 3-4%, maybe 3.5% is a safe withdrawal rate.
So why is that? I mean, the market on average, long term, does 7-10% is what they tell me, right? So why could I only take out 3%?
Well, if you're just growing the money, that's fine. But if you start taking money out, what happens is when the market drops, and it drops roughly about once every 5 years, okay? So if it drops 20, 30%, 40%, you still got to take money out. And so you're taking a double hit. It takes a long time to crawl back out. So when that happens, that really messes up your whole, withdrawal rate. And that's why you can only take out 3.5% to be safe. Otherwise, you don't run out of money.
So if you retired in the year 2000, you would have had two big market crashes in the first 8 years. In fact, the first 3 years were all negative. And so even if you had taken out, let's say, 5% or so, you would have been completely out of money in about a dozen years or so, between 12 and 17 years, depending on exactly how you had invested. And this is true pretty much any mix of stocks and bonds. A lot of the scenarios show that a safe withdrawal rate is really no more than 4%. Most advisors are saying less, about 3%. But again, that's with traditional planning concepts where you have a mostly market-based portfolio.
Because nothing is safe. If all your money is exposed to the market, when the market takes a dump, you're going to be stuck in that dump.
And we talk a lot about opinion assets versus contract assets on this program. And really true diversification is not just within the market, within stocks and bonds and mutual funds. And obviously, it's nice to have multiple of those, not just one, everything in one stock. That's great. But really to diversify, you want to be also in contract-based assets, because everything in the market is based on somebody else's opinion.
Right.
Even your house value is based on somebody else's opinion. So a contractual asset is something that's guaranteed that or that you by the contract that that they have to fulfill their
obligation.
So it's like a bank or an insurance company or
rental property. There's a rents or contracts. So contract-based assets are something that should definitely shore up your diversification and your assets. But how does volatility buffer fall into those?
So the volatility buffer concept, that's a term which was created fairly recently, but the concept in the strategy has been around for a long time. And the idea is that you don't have to take money out in the bad years because you have a safe bucket of money that will never go backwards.
So volatility buffer is basically a safe bucket of money that is not exposed to market risk. So no matter what happens in the market, this bucket of money is not affected by downturn.
So we're not talking about safer money. We're talking about money that you can count on that's definitely going to be there. So your bank account is a great example of a volatility buffer, because if you have $100,000 in the bank, or $50,000 in the bank, it will always be there. They'll give you interest. They may give you more or less interest, but you will never go backwards unless you take a withdrawal. So that is a good example to have in your head for volatility buffer. But honestly, we want the volatility buffer to be growing better than a bank account can.
Yeah. I mean, currently, right now, interest rates are pretty high, so you can get a decent rate. And so it may work temporarily as a volatility buffer, but you really want a higher rate of return than a bank account can give you.
Right. And so if you don't have to take money out in the bad years, that allows your safe withdrawal rate to go up. So instead of taking out only 3 or 4%, you might be able to take out quite a bit more, maybe even 6% or more, and not run out of money, as long as you don't take any money out of the market in the bad years. Because what all your advisors tell you, right? Don't sell low. Sell high, right? And buy low and sell high. And when it's down, let it recover. And that only works if you're not taking withdrawals. So these concepts we're talking about are for people who are close to retirement age or who are already retired. And knowing that there will be bad years, we don't know when they're going to be coming, but we know they will be coming. You want to have enough in your volatility buffer account that you can maintain your lifestyle for all of those bad years and do not take any money out of the market during that time and then let the market recover. So how big of a volatility buffer do you really need, Russ?
So I would say most cases you need about 50% of your money there. At least a minimum of 6 years worth of income should be in a volatility buffer. And most of our clients like to put between 50 and 75% of the money in something that's safe, especially in retirement years, because they've already won the game. You know, if you got to the point where, let's say you're a football coach and your team is winning by 40 points in the fourth quarter, only 5 minutes left, there's no way the other team's going to score, right? Even if they score twice, you're still up by 40 points. Maybe you're now only up by 20, but that doesn't matter. So what you do is you take out your best players. You don't want them getting hurt. And that's kind of what you want to do when you're retirement. If you have enough money that will sustain you, that will take care of your needs, why put it at risk? So take as much of it as possible and make it safe so you don't lose money. And that way, you can sleep better at night and you don't have to worry about the market downturns.
So if you want to know what a safe withdrawal rate would be for you and you want to find out how the volatility buffer concept may help with that, go ahead and go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and schedule a free Zoom call with us. And we'll be happy to give you fiduciary advice. Because remember, the things that we're talking about on the radio program, these are not fiduciary opinions that for you specifically.
This is for educational purposes only. So you understand the concepts and whether it applies to you or not, that's different. So we have to talk to you specifically and find out if it applies to you. Right. So back to the volatility buffer. When is a good time to start moving money into a volatility buffer?
Well, I mean, it always makes sense to have safe or guaranteed money. I mean, everybody expects you should have an emergency fund, at least, right. You know, several months worth of income. And the reason for an emergency fund is for emergencies, for when there is something causing you not to be able to bring in your income and you need to get it from somewhere else. But if you're working, that's really where your money is coming from. So the market does not affect your ability to eat or pay the mortgage, right? Because you're still earning income. So the purpose of a volatility buffer or emergency fund is more for job protection or for disability or something like that. And so when you're younger, that's your primary focus. But when you're retired, you're not bringing in income anymore. So you have to take money out of your investments every year. And that's when the volatility buffer is really necessary.
So basically, there's two steps. The first step is when you're earning and young, you want to set up some kind of emergency fund where you have something that's against the volatility of losing a job or being sick for a long period of time where you need some money that's there, safe. That's where that comes in. But when you get closer to retirement, usually within 3 to 5 years of retirement, you know, what we call the red zone, the time right before you score, you want to be able to push the money into a volatility buffer so you don't lose money. Because imagine if you've got $1 million, that's enough for you to sustain you. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but let's say it is. And right before you retire, you got 3 years left and the market drops by 30%. Now you only have $700,000. Now you're thinking, well, maybe I have to work for another 2 or 3 years, even though I'm ready to retire. That's why a volatility buffer, once you're within 5 years of retiring, is extremely important so you don't have to change your plans because the market changed them for you.
So how do you decide when, if you're already retired, you have this set up, you have part of your money in a safe, guaranteed account, and the other part of your money is still in the market. How do you know which bucket to use? Well, first of all, if you're a client of ours, then we'll help you figure that out every year. But a good rule of thumb is whatever asset did not lose money, that's the one you use.
Right.
So if the market had a great year, you're going to get some interest in your volatility buffer, but you probably get more interest in your market assets that year because the market went up. So that year, take all of your income that you need out of the market, out of your IRA, your 401k, or a brokerage account that's in the market. And then when the market crashes, that's okay because you have your volatility buffer. Now is the time to use that. So take any income you need out of the volatility buffer and leave the market accounts alone. And so that's the one way to determine what's the best account to use is based on what the market's doing and how your volatility buffer is. Then the other area you want to focus on is which tax are you going to be charged? Is it capital gains? Is it income tax? Is there a choice? Is there anything that's tax-free? What month of the year are you taking it out? Should you wait until January to take another distribution? Those are other areas, especially in the tax advice that I help with as a tax attorney, to be able to give you the proper buckets to withdraw from each year to minimize your taxes.
And but again, back to the volatility buffer. The thing is, if you have a proper volatility buffer set up, then you're always really selling high and buying low, right? Where a lot of times, if everything's in the market, you're forced to sell low or high because you're forced to have that income. But with that volatility buffer, you're in control. You don't have to make a decision to sell when it's low. You make a decision to sell high. So, for example, if the market really takes a turn downward and it's down by a lot, don't sell. What do you sell? You sell your high. So your safe bucket, that's still high. You sell money out of there to live off of. And so you're always selling high. And that's really the key point of this. With a volatility buffer, you'll never be forced to sell at a loss.
And so you want to plan ahead of time and prepare enough money in your volatility buffer. If you're retiring and you're planning on living another 20 to 30 years, which most people are in retirement, then you should expect there will be at least 6 or 7 really bad years, probably more, but there will be at least 6 or 7 really bad years, and you need that many years of income. So if you're planning on spending $100,000 a year in retirement, you need at least $600,000 or $700,000 at a minimum in your volatility buffer to be able to cover those bad years. Now, that'll hopefully grow as much as inflation or better than inflation. And the better it grows, the more of your money you could put there and not feel like you're sacrificing growth on the other side. And we can help determine which types of accounts are best for the volatility buffer. But again, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and schedule your free appointment there. And it doesn't cost anything to find out. It takes about 15 minutes to find out what it is we can help you with.
And if you think you have a good volatility buffer, great. Make an appointment, check out with us, and we can identify it. And if you're not sure what kind of volatility buffer or what kind of account would work, then again, talk to us, make an appointment, and we'll show you all the different options, and you decide which one suits you best. Because as a fiduciary, when we're going to talk to you, we're going to give you information that's best suited for you and your situation. And then you make a decision based on good information as opposed to just what somebody told you to do. And that's one of the differences working with us is we're going to lay out a lot of information, a lot of the math behind everything, and then help you make a decision that's best for you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with tax attorney Daniel Rasby. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.